Good evening, and hope you are well on this Thursday night. It is, of course, a Thursday night Supporters Club podcast, and this is our chance to dive into our weekly chat about growing our own food, of course. Now, I just want to check that everybody out there listening is okay and having a great week. I always do like to check in with you guys, find out how you are and everything. I think it is important. Well, 2020, I think we learned a lot about checking in with people, didn't we? And it's something I do want to check in as much as I can. Now, it has been quite an eventful week for me here. Well, particularly today. Now, overall, you know, we've been down the allotment most evenings and doing things in the garden at home in the mornings. And things are moving along quite nicely. We've been potting up a lot, getting plants and fruits into bigger pots here at home, down on the allotment, a lot of weeding. But today, bad day today. I woke up with one of my headaches and it was absolutely awful. I tried to sleep it off. Couldn't sleep it off before I went to work. I went to work, tried doing some work. I ended up sleeping in the van to try and sleep it off. Managed to get through the day just to constantly trying to work and sleeping it off. Felt much better by the afternoon, though, it has to be said. But also, throughout the day, got a phone call from my wife, and Hawkins, our grey chicken, she wasn't looking too good. And unfortunately, by the time I come home, she had passed away. It's always sad when we lose a chicken. They are a pet. Now, she was quite a timid bird, I'll be honest with you. Very, very, very wary. And yesterday, my wife saw a sparrowhawk in the garden. So we think the sparrowhawk may have spooked her a bit too much. I'm not sure, really, but the poor thing we've had to dispose of. It's always a shame. I love animals. I never like seeing them in pain or anything. So not always a good sign when these things happen. Then added to that, we've also noticed that my tomatoes at home have got blight on them. It's that time of year, isn't it? Blight is just such a big, big problem. And that's something I'm going to have to take action with over the weekend. Now, speaking of the weekend, and my plans for this weekend, of course, Saturday morning, we're actually going to be selling at a car boot sale. I've got a few of my old garden tools that we're trying to sell on, make sure they go to good homes and get used, as well as some of our rhubarb plants. Now, these were the seeds that we sown way back in January. They've been growing really, really well. I've got more than what I need, so I'm hoping to find some good homes for some of the extras. That'll be the morning. Then in the afternoon, I'm hoping to go to the allotment. Luckily, I've been doing a lot of weeding during the week this week. So all I need to do down there is give the grass a good trim. Then I'm going to be looking at sowing some peas and maybe even some field beans or even some phacelia. Now, field beans and phacelia are, of course, a green manure. In fact, I think I'm sending phacelia out next month, so I might not sow some phacelia this weekend. But it is a green manure. And I just love growing field beans and phacelia as a green manure because they do my allotment and my plot at home, for that matter, the world of good. They add nutrients, they smother weeds, they just do a great job. So definitely something I highly recommend. Now, Sunday, we will be busy at home. I've got some wooden logs that I need to be moved and stacked for our winter heating. And what I'm hoping to do is actually move our old ivy logs. You may remember a few years ago, I removed our ivy that we had in our rear garden. And those old logs have been seasoning since then. But where they are currently sitting, I'm hoping that I can actually move those logs to somewhere a bit different, where they're hopefully going to be used a bit quicker. But where they currently are, I want to pot some of my empty water butts. As you know, I have water butts scattered all over the garden. And I always feel they look a little bit unsightly. So I'm hoping to move those up to the very top of our garden, where they should just look a little bit more discreet. Now then, of course, I'm going to be clearing away those blighted tomatoes as well. So it's going to be a case of, well, what I'm going to have to do is cut off the blighted branches, remove any red tomatoes and any green tomatoes as well, and throw those in the compost bin. Really, really sad thing to do. And it's annoying because I was doing really well with tomatoes, and some of the tomatoes out there look really, really good. So a bit disappointing, but again, this is the joys of grow your own. Now, let's switch gears and talk about something that is going to grow throughout the winter. Today, I sowed the seeds, a variety called Durham Early. Now, these are going to be a spring cabbage. So we sow them now. We're going to grow them over winter. And then in the spring, we will harvest these beautiful green heads. That should give us plenty of food. Now, what's the story behind cabbage? Well, you might be surprised that the cabbage has been a staple in human diets for thousands of years, and its journey dates back to ancient civilizations from the Mediterranean to Asia. Now, the ancient Greeks and Romans relished its flavors, and Chinese cabbage, also known as bok choy, has been a culinary star in Asia for centuries. But we are talking about, of course, what I call our standard green cabbage. Not the Chinese cabbage, the standard green cabbage. Now, what these cabbage Durham early ones are, they are a pointed, firm-headed cabbage. So they're not like a crinkly cabbage like your Savoys. They are a firm-headed one. And we're going to, of course, these grow throughout the winter, which is what we want. They are a green one. They're not a red cabbage. But again, these are all things you could take into account if you are growing different cabbages. Now, cabbages actually thrive in well-draining, nutrient-rich soil. And it's well worth starting the seeds off a few weeks before our last frost date. So I'm starting them off today, and I'm sure many of you will be starting them off this month. All we do is I'm actually starting mine off in our plug trays, as we use quite a lot of those. Take a single seed and plant them about a centimeter deep and allow them to germinate. And as they germinate, we're going to pop them up into bigger and bigger containers, allowing them to grow on. Eventually, we want to get them out into the garden, into that area that we've prepared by adding plenty of compost, plenty of manure, mulching really, really well, removing any weeds, making sure it's well draining. It's also worth adding a bit of garden lime as well. Cabbages do like a certain pH level, so sprinkling over some garden lime is real thing for cabbages and brassicas for that note. Now, when we transplant our cabbages out into the ground, what it's worth doing is just digging a hole and taking your root ball and just sprinkling around a bit more garden lime, as well as perhaps a bit of chicken manure pellets into the hole, ready for the cabbages as well. Want to give the cabbages between 30 centimetres to 45 centimetres of space between each one. But with winter cabbages, what you can actually do is pull them in a little bit closer, go for 20 centimetres, say, and then what you can do is harvest some of the early cabbages like a spring green. So you don't let them form a head, you just harvest, almost like you're thinning out your carrots, you harvest one in between and just use those leaves like a spring green. Chickens love them as well, so it's a good thing to do. Now, of course, pests can be a bit of a problem. Aphids, cabbage, caterpillars, cabbage whitefly, you know, these are all one of the problems that we are suffering with, especially on our cabbages this year where we've got cabbage white caterpillars or cabbage white butterflies laying the eggs. Netting is usually the best way to deal with them. I'm not a fan of a netting, I have to admit, but I should have done it this year with many of our plants. Now, as the cabbages grow, just make sure they are consistently watered, always got moisture in the ground. So regular watering and a good mulch. I like to use lawn clippings. As we get into the winter months, that mulching does become a little bit more important because it stops the root level ground from freezing and just helps look after the plants a little bit better. Of course, some people would say that the Using grass clippings can lead to slugs and snails problem, which is why many people like to use compost instead. If you have enough compost, of course, that's it. So as I said, we can harvest, if we plant them at 20 centimetres apart, which is what I'm going to do, and remove them for cabbage greens, each other and every one. The ones behind should form some nice pointy cabbage heads. And you can pick those when they are firm to touch. You give them a squeeze and they are firm. Just use a sharp knife to cut the head from a stem and there you go. They are ready. Turn them into your coleslaw, sauerkraut, stir fries. Great number of things that you can use them for. So there we go. That's our cabbage sown. Hopefully you're going to be sowing yours as well. And it is time to wrap up tonight's episode. Thank you so much for joining me on this week. We will be back again on Sunday, and I've got a live show on Sunday as well. As I said, let us know how you've gone, your allotments are doing, and how you are doing as well. Bye, guys. You take care, and I'll speak to you again next time.